Savior, may I learn to love thee, walk the path that thou hast shown. Pause to help and lift another, finding strength beyond my own. Savior, may I learn to love thee, Lord. I would follow thee.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Game Woman Stories. I am Holly Hancock, your awesome host. Well, I think I'm awesome, but we don't know that yet. Happy to be here, and I have a really great lineup for tonight. You are going to meet some of the fiercest fire-breathing mama dragons the world has ever seen or known. I have with me tonight Wendy Montgomery. I have the Tenacious C, which is Christy Cottle, who is in Boise, Idaho. And I have awesome Christy Searle, who is in California. Wendy is in California as well. And I have Vicki Johnson, who is joining us from Arizona. So we will hear from all of these ladies very shortly, but I just wanted to give you a few kind of announcements and updates. Like this, let's make this really sound like a church meeting, right? Any opening song, opening prayer? Just kidding, moving on. All right, so there is a new website with brilliant, touching, inspiring, motivational videos out, and it is a campaign called I'll Walk With You, and the website is LDSWalkWithYou.org. And I am sure if you put in I'll Walk With You or Walk With You into Google, it will come up. Also, to see the videos, you can go to YouTube and type in I'll Walk With You and see the videos. They've got their own channel, and they're all there, and they're fantastic, and they're wonderful, and like I said, inspirational, motivational, and bring a box of Kleenex for some of them, I will warn you. A couple of other events that are coming up. First of all, is Pride season across the country and across the world. And Arizona recently had their Pride parade with much success. And Vicki Johnson actually was a key player in making the Mormons Building Bridges group happen. And she's done a lot of hard work and really added to the Arizona Pride Parade, so great job, Vicki. There are other Pride Parades coming up all the time as Pride season moves forward, so check your local listings. I know that sounds silly, but check your local listings for your Pride information and the parade and festival. Also, if you would like to join a group that will be participating, please don't hesitate to contact Mormons Building Bridges. They have a Facebook page, a website, all of the rest. And I know that Affirmation will be having a contingent in the Salt Lake City Pride as well. I know that Mormons Building Bridges has contingents all over. So if there's not one in your area that you know of, then maybe you need to be the one to start it up. So there you go. A couple of other things. The Sunstone annual symposium in Salt Lake City will be held July 30th to the 2nd of August. There will be LGBT topics. For example, I am presenting on Wednesday afternoon, the 30th. That's the information I have right now. It may change on trans experience and trans identity. And I'm looking for that to be a good presentation. I know that sounds egotistical. I did a mini dry run at Circling the Wagons conference, and I thought it went great. It was a wonderful group, and a lot of great questions were asked, and just a lot of feeling of camaraderie and understanding and a lot of eye-opening, so looking forward to that. Moving through the calendar just a little bit more, Affirmations Annual Conference will be held in Salt Lake City September 12th through the 14th of this year. Again, check Affirmation Facebook or their webpage for more details on that. And then finally, there will be a PFLAG conference, Christy Tenacious C. Is that right? It's a conference that's going to be October 3rd through the 5th?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have any other details about what that will entail in Boise those days?
I don't at this time. It's going to be lots of fun, well, entertainment, speakers. So stay tuned.
Excellent. Good. So if you're in the Boise, Idaho area or want to travel to Boise for all the laughter and fun events for that meeting, please do so. Okay. I think that's all the announcements that we have that I'm going to share at this point. So, like I said before, I am here with some fantastic Mama Dragons, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about how the Mama Dragons group got together. And doing that, I'm going to read from, I don't know if you call it our motto, or basically the defining terms and definitions of what a mama bear is. And thank you to Gina Curvello and Meg Abhow for their work in putting this together for us and getting us all wrangled into one particular group. Here's what's on the top of our motto. And this is also the motto at the Hill Air Force Base here in Clearfield, Utah. Sometimes there is justice. Sometimes there is just us. Here's a quote from Meg Abhow. I've always been a mother bear. Once I found out about John, that didn't seem a fierce enough title. There is a whole level of protection that has come over me now. I now call myself a mama dragon. I could literally breathe fire if someone hurt my son. Dragons have talons, scales, claws, fangs, and they can fly. I will use all of these resources if someone were to hurt John. So we are circling our wagons around him, but I know we can't protect him from everything. And as a mama dragon, that is the hardest part of this. I don't know what the future holds. I just know that there will be love. And then here's the welcome. Welcome, Mama Dragons. We are also including those of us who are not moms of LGBTQ kids, but still fight for their rights and well-being. For instance, this started as a message from me to a few mamas when I needed support with one of my Gay-Straight Alliance kids who was going through a rough patch with no support from his LDS parents. Then this group grew, and a Facebook group was formed. And that is from Gina Curvello, and then this next quote is from Gina Curvello as well, which I love. It's kind of like super amazing visiting teaching where we get real, get vulnerable, and get goofy. We can be ourselves with our concerns and questions without fear. Super amazing women, and we're glad you are here. There are a number of other quotes and wonderful things said about the Mama Dragons. And I, rather than reading them, would like to hear from the Mama Dragons we have on the call tonight. So, I am going to start with, should I, like, roll dice as to who I pick to go first? Or is someone going to volunteer? Well, let's just do it this way. I'm going to pick on, let's pick on Christy Cottle first from Boise, Idaho.
All right.
Christy, she's like, oh, great, it's me. Christy, can you just tell us about your family and your most amazing and talented son, Sterling, and how you came upon or came to learn of the group of Mama Dragons and why you've embraced the Mama Dragon role?
Sure. I am in Boise, Idaho, and my son is 15 years old, and he came out about 2 years ago, and when he came out, there was no doubt in my mind that I would fully support him and love him no matter what. And at the time, I didn't have any resources. I didn't have anywhere to go. So I know that's an experience that a lot of parents go through. And so I started searching for support. I really didn't know that there was any kind of support out there, but it just kind of, little by little, by talking to different people and connecting, I was able to find some amazing support groups. And I think that it all started with attending an affirmation conference last year and meeting all the different moms and kids and just starting a bond and realizing that there was a need for further support for us on a day-to-day basis. So that's where we started communicating on Facebook, and then Gina had the awesome idea to create a Facebook group specifically for Mama Dragons. So, I don't know. What else do you want to know? Do you want me to talk a little bit more about Sterling, or...
Well, let me just ask you a question. What have you gained by being a part of this Mama Dragon group?
Okay, that's a great question. An incredible amount of support. It has been, I think it can be very isolating at first when you find out that your child is gay, and especially coming from an LDS background. I know that when I first found out, I didn't have anybody to turn to, and I kind of kept it a secret between me and him out of protection for him and just out of a pure ignorance of not knowing where to go. I remember thinking, there's no book that I can pull out, there's no resource, no friend that I can call that's going to understand what's going on here. So... finding this resource has been powerful in helping me as a mom just learn to accept him unconditionally. And I think, like, through the last 2 years, I went from being a scared mom to being a proud mom because I saw wonderful examples like Wendy or Meg or, you know, even just meeting other LGBT individuals who are just living so authentically and without fear. And so having that support has helped me to be a better mom to him and help him to feel free to live his life authentically and without fear.
Do you think that you being a Mama Dragon has impacted Sterling at all?
Oh, definitely. I actually have to keep up with him because he's a pretty intense supporter of the movement, too, and wants to be a big part of almost everything and is usually the catalyst to most things that we do as a family. But, yeah, it's been huge. Huge, huge part of our family to be able to have that support.
That's great. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Sterling?
Sure. Sterling is 15 years old, is an aspiring actor. He's actually starring in a couple of local plays this year. He's found that he has an amazing voice and an amazing ability to act. He's a huge resource to LGBT kids all over the place. It absolutely amazes me because he lives authentically and is not ashamed to say, hey, this is who I am. I'm gay and I love it and I'm happy and life is awesome. And he, on a monthly basis, is contacted by strangers throughout the United States, other LDS teens who find out about him through a friend of theirs, a friend of a friend, and they say, hey, you need to talk to this guy, Sterling Tull. He's just this amazing gay kid, and he lives his life authentically, and he'll be able to help you out. And it's a little bit of pressure for him because he deals a lot with their depression. Some of them are suicidal, and but he is constantly messaging all kinds of kids from all over the place. It just amazes me at the kind of support that he provides. So, and that has given me just an amazing perspective about life that through him living so authentically and so proudly, and through us being able to support him in being who he is, our family has changed. And we can never turn back. We can never turn back from where we are now.
Right. I would also like to interject, if I can, that your unconditional love of Sterling and who he is and who he is becoming, I would argue, is blossoming because of your unconditional love, support, and acceptance of him. And, you know, hats off to you and all of the Mama Dragons on the call and all of the Mama Dragons out there listening to this podcast. You're the reason you have healthy, happy, well-adjusted kids, so my hat is off to you. Well, Christy, we'll probably come back to you in just a bit. I'd like to hear from one of our other Mama Dragons here. Vicki Johnson.
Yes.
Would you introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a Mama Dragon?
Okay, well, I am Vicki Johnson. I live in Arizona, and I have in Mesa, the Phoenix area, and I have a son who is 25, and he came out 2 years ago. 2 years ago, after his mission, he came home very depressed and was not, he just wasn't doing good. He wasn't talking to the family. He didn't want to be around us, and we got him into counseling, and it, you know, he moved away from home and just withdrew from our world, and we didn't know what was going on. Since then, I have my other son, who is a missionary, who said he knew what was going on, but I think my husband and I just couldn't process everything, and we didn't listen. And he, when my son finally came out to us a little over a year after he'd been home from his mission, by the time he came out, we were just so, so grateful that he was talking to us and wanting to be a part of the family, that it was just a huge relief to have him come out. And so, you know, I can tell you anything else you want to know about that, but I am so fortunate because when he came out, well, first of all, my husband and I were, you know, we had the process of dealing with it and getting used to it, and our son was older, so it's just a whole lot easier when a child is older, you know, especially since he was no longer his life was no longer in danger, and he was comfortable with who he was by the time he came out. He was afraid we wouldn't be comfortable, but we were. We told him we loved him and that it changed nothing, and that we were so grateful he's in our family. And so there's that. And I have this huge support system here in Arizona because this is where the original Mama Dragon, Meg, lives. And so she lives down the street from me, so I can see her anytime I want. And there's lots of us here in Arizona that we have each other, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm really grateful for the internet, because I have all my friends in California and Utah, and wherever they are, I have my Mama Dragons, and it's the best thing for me. It helps me know I have a safe place to talk about anything I want to talk about, and I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, I love, one of the things that I love that you kind of touched on that I'm maybe going to elaborate on just a little bit, Vicki, is just the network that it is, not just on a local level, but nationally. I don't know if we have any international participants in the Mama Dragon group yet. If there are, I apologize, and please make yourselves known. But the other thing is, too, I mean, we're kind of a mobile group and a get-things-done kind of a group, in my opinion. I remember a few weeks ago, there was a child, I will say that was in crisis in an abusive situation, not getting help from the ward or stake, in fact, quite to the contrary, and it came to the attention of some mama dragons, and we kind of put a plan together, not that we had, you know, much to do with the success or getting him out of a bad situation, but we definitely mobilized and helped to get him into a better place and a plan for safety and all of that good stuff. So, we're not professional therapists, we're not crisis workers, we're not, you know, we are who we are. We've got women from all walks of life and just women who fiercely care about their gay children or others' gay children, as is the case with me, because I will go to bat and put myself in harm's way in front of any of the children of my mama dragons. It's just, that's the way it is. So, anyway, Vicky, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're always an active supporter and, what do I want to say? One of the first to respond or one of the first to yell the battle cry that there's help. We need to, you know, we need to send someone to the front who's with me. So I really appreciate you in that role and just appreciate you, period. So
thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll ask some more questions of everybody a little bit later. So, Christy S. in California. Where are you exactly in California? You're in the Bay Area or not?
Yeah. We're about an hour east of San Francisco. We're in Manteca. So it's in between Stockton, Modesto area.
Okay. Cool. And how did you get hooked up with this motley crew of Mama Dragons?
Man, I feel so lucky. I'll tell you a little bit about my family, and that will kind of lead into how I found out about these amazing women. I have four wonderful boys, and about a year ago, my 15-year-old came out. Let me clarify. He didn't really come out. We found out. He had been struggling probably for maybe a month or more with some severe depression. He wouldn't talk. He didn't want to eat. I could visibly see something was very wrong. When I asked him about it, he would just say, "Nothing, I'm fine. I'll be okay. Don't worry about it." And just tried to reassure us that he was going to be okay. But there was one night that my husband looked at his iPod and saw that he an email that to a fellow supporter on, I think it was YouTube, stating that he was gay and thanking him for all of his help and support. He was suicidal. He did try to commit suicide at one point. And that's when my husband found out. I wasn't there that night. I was at work. And so my husband went into his room and just told him what he had seen. And he just sat and held him for a while as they cried together and just told him that we loved him, that it didn't matter, that it didn't change anything, and that we fully and completely accepted him for who he is. And so he didn't tell me that night. He decided to wait until the next morning until while the kids were at school. And he just brought me up into our room and closed the door, and he said, "I just need to talk to you about Zach and let you know that he is gay." And all I could do was just sit on the floor and sob. I kind of the weight of the world came down on me at that point. And I feel bad about my reaction now, but I just felt like I saw everything that I envisioned for him in his future just pass away. No temple marriage, no children, grandchildren, no mission possibly. and all these things were just hit me all at once, and it was really difficult. But I had a few hours to kind of pull myself together until Zach got home from school, and my husband helped me to do that as well. So when he got home, he just came into my room, and I just told him, I said, hey, Dad told me that you're gay, and I just said, I love you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. You're perfect the way you are. And he just sat and sobbed. And so I just held him and reassured him that we wouldn't want him any different than he is, that he was perfect the way he was and worthy and good in every way. From that point on, it's just been a journey for us. I thought maybe we could kind of keep it within our family, but that didn't work out so well when another mom in our ward came over and said that there were rumors flying around at school that Zach was gay. And so at that point, I knew I needed to have somebody to talk to. So I contacted another lady in our ward. I didn't know her that well, but I had a feeling that she would be somebody that I could talk to about this. And so I went over to her house and just talked to her about Zach, and she's now another fellow Mama Dragon, but she just helped me to accept this and to understand it and to be able to support Zach the best way that I possibly could, and put me in contact with people like Wendy Montgomery, and that's how I became part of the Mama Dragon Council, is through Wendy. And so that kind of brings us to today. I feel like we are fierce supporters. We love him and would do anything to protect him and keep him safe.
Yeah, I think that's the underlying goal for all of the Mama Dragons, is just to keep our kids safe. And that's important. Christy S., I'm going to ask you this question, and then I'm going to ask the others as well. And Wendy, we will get to you, I promise. How many of you felt, when you learned that your child was gay, that perhaps you were the only Mormon mom who had a gay child?
That was one of the first feelings that overwhelmed me, that I was completely alone. I honestly thought that there was nobody else that could relate, that was going through the same thing that I was going through. And that was very depressing for me, and really, I didn't know what to do.
Okay.
So yes, that was very difficult for me, feeling like I was completely alone.
Okay. Tenacious C, Christy, what about you?
Yes, I felt completely isolated. In fact, there were several months that only my daughter and myself knew about my son being gay, and I honestly didn't know where to turn. I knew that I was always going to be his biggest supporter, but I was more afraid about him being hurt or something terrible happening to him, so I just felt like I needed to hide him and protect him and make sure nobody found out this secret, so that he would be okay. I mean, I lived in this horrible, horrible fear that he's going to come home beat up or killed even. I mean, it was horrifying. And so, yeah, I felt completely alone. It wasn't until I was searching around and found a clip of the Montgomery family's video, and that I even knew that there were other families out there, and that there was this fierce Mama Dragon out there just showing the whole world that, you know, this is my son, this is who he is, and we support him. And that was like the first time that I ever felt like, oh my goodness, there's hope. There's somebody else out there that feels like me, but they're being vocal about it and they're okay.
Yeah. Vicki, what about you?
I absolutely did not believe that I was the only one. I, in fact, knew other mothers who had gay children, and in a completely different way, I felt alone because I didn't like how those Mormon mothers were. I didn't like how they reacted. I didn't like what they believed. I wanted to do it a different way. I wasn't okay with wanting your child to be different or change, or I wasn't okay with it. I knew immediately that I wasn't okay with that. That was the first thing that was the only question my son had for me the day he told me that he was gay, was, "Mom, are you going to expect me to change?" And it was just the softest, simplest, most honest thing to just say, "No, of course not. I had known people since I was a teenager, and you don't change." And that wasn't an issue for me.
Yeah. I would have to say, and, you know, please correct me if I'm wrong, you know, anybody listening out there, but that is not the common story, that you didn't feel alone. The common story that I've heard is similar to the Tenacious C and Christy S. And Wendy, too. I know I've heard Wendy say she was like, "I'm the only one out here." And maybe this is a good segue to jump into Wendy's story and her connection to and association with the Mama Dragons. Wendy, do you want to answer the question about, you know, feeling like you were the only Mormon mom with a gay child, and then just kind of jump into your history and how you became a Mama Dragon?
Sure. So my name's Wendy Montgomery. A little bit about our backstory is, my husband and I have been members our whole lives. We were married in the Los Angeles Temple. We've got 5 kids. Our oldest is Jordan, and he is 15 now. And then we have a 14-year-old daughter, Susanna, 11-year-old Kate, and 8-year-old twins, Emma and Ethan. So it was probably 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, it was Super Bowl Sunday when we found out that Jordan was gay. He didn't come out to us right then. I found out because we had been, like what Christy Searle said, really worried and confused with his behavior that had changed so much. He was a really happy kid, always smiling, really enthusiastic, and he was becoming very, very depressed. And a lot of his friends were changing over. The friends that he used to hang out with that were Mormon, he didn't want to hang out with as much anymore. His grades were dropping. He was pretty much a straight-A student, and he was getting D's and F's. Just really, really worried about him. So Tom had taken our other kids to church, and I stayed home with one of our daughters who was sick. And I just had a really strong feeling to read his journal. And there were some entries in his journal that talked about a boy in his class that he was attracted to. And how he had worded it was that this boy had really pretty eyes, and the girls that he's friends with, their eyes didn't interest him very much. So there was probably a 2-week period of time before Jordan actually came out to us and could tell us. And in that 2-week period, we had our falling apart where, you know, much as Christy Searle had described, where you go through everything that you assumed would be happening in your son's life, the benchmarks that they have, going on a mission, getting married, becoming a father, all those things, you just see them falling away from his life. And I don't think it's, you know, overstating to say that I mourned the life that I wanted for him and expected him to have as a Mormon boy. It was intensely painful. But it was also my view of what his life would be, my selfish view of what it would be and not who he really was. And it took me a while to get to that point. But I was grateful that I had those 2 weeks, because Jordan had never seen me cry or be angry or be upset about him being gay. And I did all of those things, but I was really happy that he didn't see any of that, so that he didn't feel like he had hurt us or made our life less than in some way, because he didn't. It just took us a while to get our head around this new reality. So in the process of those 2 weeks, you know, my husband and I just, we read everything we could find, everything we could get our hands on. I searched and scoured the internet. I couldn't find any other stories like ours. I felt completely and totally alone. I was looking for other stories of things like ours, and I could find nothing. And it was incredibly isolating, you know, to get back to the questions that you asked. I felt like I was the only one that had a gay child that was still trying to go to church. I didn't know how I could reconcile the teachings of my faith and being a Mormon with having a gay son. It seemed like those two things were irreconcilable. And I felt like I was going to have to choose one or the other. I'd have to choose my son or choose the church. And there was never even a question that if I had to make that choice, it would be Jordan. But I didn't want to. I wanted to be able to have both, and I just felt constantly pulled and just split down the middle between these two things that were so important to me. So in the process of looking for help and looking for answers, we just became really, really despondent. It was a really dark period trying to find help. But after about 2 weeks, you know, Jordan, he wouldn't come out to us, and we tried to kind of hint around and say, you know, if there's ever anything that you needed to tell us, you know, there's nothing you could say that would make us, you know, love you less or be disappointed. And he wasn't taking the hint. So we just decided that we would ask him. So Tom gave him a priesthood blessing, and then we just asked him, we just said, Jordan, are you struggling with feeling of homosexuality? And at the time, I had my arms around him, and I was kind of hugging him, and we stayed like that for 2 hours.
Wendy, you were telling us that Jordan wasn't as forthcoming with the information as maybe you would have liked him to, and that you approached him then about what you had found in his journal, or correct me if I'm wrong, and so we get the story straight.
Yeah, we had kind of hinted around and were hoping he would come out and tell us, and he just wasn't able to. So my husband gave him a priesthood blessing, and after that, we were in our bedroom, and he was sitting next to me on the bed, and I had my arms around him, and Tom asked him, Jordan, are you having feelings of homosexuality? And he didn't verbally answer, but I could feel him nod his head against my shoulder, and he was crying, and I could just feel him trembling. And we stayed like that for about 2 hours, and at one point I held his face in my hands, and I made him look right at me. And I said as emphatically as I could get point across to him was, I said, I love you, and this changes nothing for me, and you're exactly the way I want you to be. We will figure this out, and we accept you, we love you, we want you with us. As we said everything we could think of so that he felt loved and accepted. And it was probably within the space of 6 months that my husband and I were just researching and reading and looking, trying to find help, because we felt so alone. We went, I talked to members of my family. They were loving, but had no experience with this, didn't know what to do. I went and saw my bishop. The first thing he gave us was an evergreen pamphlet, which was very, really not helpful. We took Jordan to 8 different therapists before we found a good one. They were all over the board. They were horrible. And so it was really hard looking for help. There was no Family Fellowship Facebook group. There was no Mama Dragon Facebook group. I couldn't find anyone else like me. But the help that we were able to get is I came across, after probably 6 months or so, I came across the blog of Mitch Main. And many of you probably know who he is. If you don't, he is an openly gay man that lives in San Francisco and is in the bishopric of the San Francisco Stake Bay Ward. He has since completed that calling, but back then, 2.5 years ago, that was his calling, and he served in that position as his authentic self as a gay man. And when I heard that and read his story, it just felt like sunshine in the middle of a really, really dark period for me. And I just cried. I reached out to him and sent him an email. He responded right away. He was wonderful. And he immediately directed me to the Family Acceptance Project and Dr. Caitlin Ryan's work. And when I read her work, it was even more hope that I was given that was just, I didn't realize how hopeless I was until I read that work. And the thing that I love the most about Dr. Ryan's work is that it helps you learn how to support and love and protect your child without threatening your faith or your doctrine. So you could have both. And it felt like for the first time in 6 months, I felt like I could keep both. And that was kind of the beginning of our journey into becoming more outspoken and accepting, of course, loving of Jordan. We wrote a letter around August, so probably about 8 months or so since Jordan had let us know that he was gay. We wrote a letter that we put on Facebook and emailed to our friends and the family members that didn't already know, telling them that Jordan was gay, and we were hoping to set the tone for how we expected him to be treated, that we wanted him to be respected and loved and accepted and treated like all the other boys. And initially the response was wonderful from our ward and friends, and but over time it started getting really negative and really bad. So, you know, as of today, I don't have a lot of local support. There's a few people that have been wonderful. So I find most of my support online on Facebook in these groups with these other Mama Dragons. Like, it's been just the most wonderful thing to find all of these women who think like me, who are parenting their gay children the same. Or if they don't have gay children, they have allies, their allies. And being united in this cause has been the most wonderful thing. So having a gay son has turned out to be a much bigger blessing than I realized it would be. And what initially seemed like a really, really hard thing has become a wonderful part of my life.
Yeah. I would kind of like to add at this point too, and thank you, Wendy, for sharing your story and support of and just the love and friendship that we have as Mama Dragons. Like, I think that's one thing that we all go to as a source of strength and support and love. And I don't know if it was Vicky that said it earlier, but we can kind of be who we want to be and say what we want to say on Mama Dragons. And yes, we curse sometimes, and it's okay, because sometimes curse words are the only words that express the emotion or whatever needs to be said. So, I just can't say enough about these women. And I'd like to maybe interject here as well. There may be some potential Mama Dragons or future Mama Dragons listening to this podcast. And if you are listening and any of this is resonating with you, please do not hesitate to seek one of us, whomever you'd like to, that is on this podcast, whether it be Christy Cottle in Boise, Idaho, or Christy Searle in the Bay Area, Vicki Johnson in the Phoenix area, Wendy in Bakersfield, California, or myself in Salt Lake City. We will get you connected to the Mama Dragons. We realize that there's strength in numbers, and we would love to have you and would love to support you if you need it. the reason why I think that having this Mama Dragon discussion on Gay Mormon Stories was so important is that, yes, our loved ones struggle. And yes, we lose far too many children who never have the courage to come out or admit or say that they are gay. And I am not in any way trying to minimize that experience or those experiences for those individuals, but what I would like to say is that as parents of gay children, it's a process for you as well. Several of the ladies here have mentioned that they felt alone and like their child was the only gay child and that they were the mom with a gay child. And that's a lonely place to be. And then where do you look for resources? And then there's this whole kind of coming out process for the families and the parents. And, you know, how do you take that road? How do you approach that with friends and family? And I just maybe want to make it a point to say, moms and dads, if you're struggling with what you are hearing and what you are learning from your gay child, you're not alone. And that it's okay for you to have contradicting feelings as well. And that's why in Mama Dragons, we say, yeah, we were angry, we were mad. Wendy and Christy S. have mentioned tonight, we had to mourn the loss of the things of the future that we had seen for our sons. No mission, no temple marriage, no children or grandchildren. Kind of the dream was taken away, like the rug was ripped out from underneath them. And that's a loss, and you have to grieve that loss just like any other loss in your life. And so just know that it's okay to have contradicting feelings in this process, because it's okay. Anything else that any of you would like to add, or something that we may have missed that's key or important for the Gay Mormon Stories podcast community to hear or to know about being a Mama Dragon, or just anything that we might have missed or skipped that's salient to our discussion?
I would like to add that I would say the Mama Dragons are coming from all walks of life. So, I mean, some people are really active in the church, some are not active in the church, some have left the church. So it's a very welcoming place. It's for everyone, no matter where you're at in the process or what your feelings are. We accept and love you and want you there. We want to provide a support so that you don't have to hopefully go through that lonely period as long as some of us had to go through. We're hoping to provide a resource and support so that you as a family can get farther along in the process, hopefully with people by your side who have been through it, and know that there's just no judgment there. It's just all about love, and that's what it comes down to. And we want you there. We want you to be part of our community.
Also, I just wanted to add. Oh, sorry.
You're okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add that this group of amazing women have been life-saving for me. There have been times when, in my darkest hours, I haven't known where to turn, and I've reached out, called some of my Mama Dragons and cried on their shoulder and asked for their help and support, and I've always found just the thing that I've needed, their support, their love, a shoulder to cry on, and it just gives me hope to move on one more day. This is exactly what I needed in my life, and it's helping me to be a better mom for my gay son. I couldn't do without them.
Okay. I had one more thought that I was thinking about. One of the biggest criticisms or complaints that I get is that I'm too vocal. I post too much on Facebook. Some people are like, gosh, can you talk about anything else? And what I would say to that is that with the rate of teen homelessness, with the rate of the LGBT suicide rate, it's an absolute epidemic. And you take all of that into account, I don't think me or any of the Mama Dragons post near enough. I mean, maybe it needs to be 100 posts or 1,000 posts to save one life or to put one kid back in their home or one kid doesn't leave their home. It's absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you have gay children, whether you're an ally, none of that even matters. Wherever you stand on this issue, politically, spiritually, we are losing our children. And every member of this church and every human being should be seriously concerned about that. Should be fighting as hard as we are for them.
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think that there can be too much posting or too many posts, too many reminders about the alarming and staggering homeless rates, the alarming and staggering teen suicide rates, where that population is largely our LGBT youth. And your critics, I don't know how to, so I'm just going to say it. I would hope that the critics of you would maybe do some research about what's going on with the LGBT population and hope that they would understand and learn that there is a need for what you do and the rest of the Mama Dragons do. Vicky, anything you'd like to add about the Mama Dragons that we might not have covered yet?
I just, like I said, I was well aware of that there were other Mormon and Mormon moms out there who had gay children, and although it wasn't, I don't know how to express this. To me, I wasn't safe until I found the Mama Dragons, until I found my tribe, the kind of people that like I knew about Sister Pearson, and I was just, that's who I am. I am affirming. I know what is right for me, and so to have this kind of support is just, it's incredible. And I wish every mother of a gay child wanted this, that this was where they, I wish for that, but it's not like that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Vicki.
I'm so grateful for what we have. I feel like it's absolutely inspired. I think on a regular basis, I think Heavenly Father has brought us all together one by one to give us a safe place and to make us know that we're not alone. I think that on a regular basis, and I thank him for it regularly.
That's fantastic. I think that I would like to put a plug in, and I hope that I can include Mama Dragons who are on the Facebook group. I hope that I can include the Mama Dragons that are on this podcast. I will definitely include myself. If you're listening to this, and you are a gay LGBT individual, and let's say that you haven't come out to anyone and you're needing help, strength, support, what have you, I guess I will speak for all of us in that please reach out on Facebook. We can be found there, and happy to chat with you, give you some tips and resources and support. If you are a parent of an LGBT child, we welcome you with open arms to the Mama Dragons. And as many of the women here have said tonight, you're not alone. And we want you to feel like you're supported and that there is a safe place for you to be. Wendy mentioned this earlier. If you have not seen it already, the work of Caitlin Ryan at San Francisco State University, the Family Acceptance Project pamphlet, is the best research out there in terms of affirming parents, unconditional love, positive and negative experiences, and it's just an extremely valuable resource there. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, if you'd like to see other families, other couples, other brothers and sisters who have dealt with the same thing, I would refer you back to the I'll Walk With You videos, and you will see firsthand the stories of those who have been in the situation that you are in. And again, it's just comforting to know that you're not alone. And there are resources available out there, and let us help you as Mama Dragons, because we sure would like to do that. I'm going to wrap this up here. Any parting words from any of you? What would you like to say to the Gay Mormon Stories podcast audience?
I would like to say that for all of those moms that are afraid, or dads that are afraid, we're here for you. You can find any of us on Facebook, either in the Affirmation Group, in the Family Fellowship Group, Mormons Building Bridges. You can find all of us there, and we can connect you to the Mama Dragons page. I know it's scary, but you're not alone. And one thing I would also say is, staying silent serves no one. That when you are able to talk to somebody else about this, not even that you have to be public, but just find a friend. There are so many of us out there. You would be amazed how many people are going through the same thing you are. And it's so much easier when you're not alone.
Thanks, Wendy.
I want to say something really quick.
I think
I would like to say, for me, it's about trusting your heart. It's about listening to the inside and not being afraid to ask Heavenly Father, you know, ask Him, say, where is the place you want me to be? Because that's exactly how I found myself where I am. I said to Him on a regular basis, what do you want me to do? And I found myself right here with all these affirming women and in affirming groups, affirming of LGBT brothers and sisters. And I have no doubt it's what my Heavenly Father wants for me. So I say ask, and ye shall receive.
Thanks, Vicki. That's wonderful. Christy or Christy?
I just want you to know that it is okay to not only accept your gay child, but to embrace it, to celebrate it, to love them unconditionally. It can and will save their life. And you have to remember that it's a journey for parents and child. You definitely are not alone. Please just know that there are other people out there who feel like you feel, who are going through the exact same things that you're going through, and there's so much help and so many resources out there. So if you're so inclined, please come and join us. We would love to have all the Mama Dragons in the world. And we're awesome, by the way.
Thanks, Christy. Christy, Tenacious C, are you wanting to chime in as well?
Actually, everybody said it so perfectly, but it is all about a celebration. It's life-changing when you learn to accept and love your LGBT child unconditionally and celebrate their lives. It will change your family's life. Like I said in the beginning, we can't turn back. Our lives have been changed forever for the better. I couldn't have ever in a million years created or imagined the life or place that I'm at now because of my son. Because of him, because of his bravery and living authentically and coming out and saying, Mom, this is who I am, and this is who I'm going to live, or this is how I'm going to live. It's given us permission as a family to live more authentically too, and to look deeper inside ourselves at what love really means, what it means to support our family and be there for each other and not judge. And I've honestly experienced some of the most amazing unadulterated love because of this experience that I can only explain as if how Heavenly Father must feel for us. Just no details matter except for love. There's no detail. There's no sin. There's no imperfection or anything that he considers in our lives. It all boils down to a pure, unadulterated love for his children. And I've learned that because of my son. And so I hope that you'll be able to join us in this journey because I think one of the Mama Dragons said this one time, but they feel sorry for those that don't have a gay child. I wouldn't have it any other way. I am so thankful to have a gay son. It is amazing. He is amazing, and I wouldn't have him any other way.
Amen.
I feel like we're like making a recruiting video or a recruiting documentary for Mama Dragons. But we would love to have more numbers if that, you know, if we can conclude this, you know, campaign or this recruiting video with a warning. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, we'd love to have you here. Just come. Someone posted on our Mama Dragon site, I guess it was late in March, and I don't know the scripture because I'm not one of those folks that knows exactly where this is, so if you ladies know what this is after I say it, please shout out the reference, but here's the quote, here's the scripture. They fought for their lives and for their children. Therefore, they exerted themselves, and like dragons, did they fight. And I put on the bottom of this just to reinforce, like dragons, did they fight. And I just want to say to all of you who participated tonight, all of you who are listening, know that we are here for you. Know that we will continue the fight, and we will fight like dragons, and Mama Dragons at that. So thank you all. Be well, and stay tuned in the future for more podcasts. If you have suggestions that you would like to submit or discussions that you'd like to hear on Gay Mormon Stories, don't hesitate to contact me. Again, I'm on Facebook, Holly Hancock, H-O-L-L-I-E, Hancock, typical spelling, like not my ancestor John Hancock, because there are no living descendants of John Hancock. A little bit of history for you. So have a good day or night, and be well, my friends. Take care.
Savior, may I learn to love thee, walk the path that thou hast shown. Pause to help and lift another, finding strength beyond my own. Savior, to